Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knoblauch. Batting second. The center fielder, Rich Becker. Batting third. The DH, Paul Molitor. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Marty Cordova. Batting fifth. The catcher, Greg Myers. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dave Hollins. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Scott Starhowiak. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Pat Mears. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Denny Hocking. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Rich Robertson. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Chuck Carr. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The first baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Greg Vaughn. Batting fifth. The DH, John Jaha. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Matt Mieske. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike Matheny. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Steve Sparks. And now, play ball. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoblauch takes first base on ball four. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Knoblauch. The throw from Matheny and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sparks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin has Knoblauch trapped. There's the throw to Matheny and over to Cirillo, who tags Knoblauch for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr strikes out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Seitzer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Starhowiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhowiak strikes out. Matheny drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Starhowiak out. Two outs. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking takes first base on ball four. Mears moves to second. Chuck Knoblauch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoblauch is 0-0 in the game. with a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is called out on strikes. Two outs. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 1 in the game. Becker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 0 for 1 in the game. Cordova hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Carr. Cordova reaches second base with a double. Molitor goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Twins. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Myers hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hollins takes first base on ball 4. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 0 for 1 in the game. Starhoviak hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Carr, who is chasing the ball. Starhoviak reaches third base with a triple. Cordova scores. Hollins goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Twins. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mears hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Valentin. Starhoviak scores. Mears moves to second. It's 5-0, Twins. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hocking hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 0 for 1 in the game. Carr hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matheny moves to second. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cordova. Cirillo reaches second base with a double. Matheny scores. Carr moves to third. It's 5-1, Twins. K. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Knobloch hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Carr, who is chasing the ball. Knobloch reaches third base with a triple. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. Becker takes first base on ball 4. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Knobloch scores. Becker moves to second. It's 6-1, Twins. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. Becker moves to third. One out. Kevin Wickender now pitching. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Myers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cirillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Becker scores. Cordova moves to second. It's 7-1, Twins. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hollins hits a fly ball into right field. Mieske settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Twins. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Jaha moves to second. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske is 0 for 1 in the game. Mieske hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hollins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards right. Hocking fields it and throws to second to catch Mieske for the out. Jaha moves to third. One out. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 0 for 1 in the game. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards first. Starhoviak fields it and throws to second for the out. Jaha scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Twins. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny is 0 for 1 in the game. Matheny is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Starhoviak strikes out. One out. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mears strikes out. Two outs. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Hocking hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Vina settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carr strikes out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cirillo hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer moves to second. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jaha is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Knobloch for the out. One out. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Becker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cordova hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mieske hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Valentin strikes out. One out. Eddie Guardado now pitching. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vina hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny is 0 for 2 in the game. Matheny hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Angel Miranda now pitching. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Myers is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hollins hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Matheny settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Starhoviak hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carr strikes out. One out. Dan Nalty now pitching. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Cirillo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cirillo moves to third. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Becker. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Cirillo scores. Seitzer moves to third. It's 7-4, Twins. Eric Bennett now pitching. Dave Nilsson pinch hits for John Jaha. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson takes first base on ball 4. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Mieske hits a line drive towards short. Mears reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Milchin now pitching. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Seitzer scores. Vaughn moves to third. Nilsson moves to second. It's 7-5, Twins. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Vina hits a fly ball into right field. Hawking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 5. The Twins will come to bat. Pat Mears is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mears is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mears hits a fly ball into center field. Carr settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Denny Hocking is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hocking is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hocking hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 5. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Matheny is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matheny is 0 for 3 in the game. Matheny hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a fly ball into right field. Hocking settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cirillo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Twins. Dave Stevens now pitching. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mears scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 6. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Becker hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marshall Boes now pitching. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Boes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 6. The Brewers will come to bat. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Nilsson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nilsson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Nilsson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hocking. Nilsson reaches second base with a double. Roberto Kelly now playing right field. David Hulse pinch runs for Dave Nilsson. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Mieske hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Valentin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kelly. Valentin reaches second base with a double. Hulse scores. It's Twins, 7, Brewers, 7. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Vina is walked intentionally. Jesse Livas pinch hits for Mike Matheny. Jesse Livas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Livas hits a line drive into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 7. The Twins will come to bat. Jesse Livas now catching. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hollins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mieske. Hollins reaches second base with a double. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Starhoviak strikes out. 1 out. Chip Hale pinch hits for Pat Mears. Chip Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeff Rabule now playing shortstop. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Carr hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cirillo bunts towards first. Starhoviak scoops it up and throws to first, with Knobloch covering, for the out. Carr moves to second. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Seitzer is walked intentionally. Greg Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vaughn strikes out. 2 outs. David Hulse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hulse hits a fly ball into center field. Becker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 7. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Knobloch takes first base on ball 4. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Becker bunts towards first. Seitzer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Becker for the out. Knobloch moves to second. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seitzer scoops it up and throws to first, with Bose covering, for the out. Knobloch moves to third. 2 outs. Marty Cordova is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cordova is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cordova takes first base on ball 4. Graham Lloyd now pitching. Ron Coomer pinch hits for Greg Myers. Ron Coomer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coomer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cirillo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Durant now catching. Greg Hansel now pitching. Matt Mieske is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mieske is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Mieske hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mieske moves to second. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Vina hits a fly ball into left field. Cordova settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jesse Levis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levis is 0-for-1 in the game. Levis hits a fly ball towards center. Becker catches it and throws to second to double up Mieske. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Brewers 7. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Hollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hollins bunts towards third. Cirillo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Starhoviak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Starhoviak is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Starhoviak bunts towards the mound. Lloyd fields it and throws to first for the out. Hollins moves to second. 1 out. Jeff Rabulet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rebule hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hollins scores. Rebule moves to second. It's 8-7, Twins. Roberto Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-1 in the game. Kelly strikes out. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-4 in the game, with a triple and two walks. Knobloch is walked intentionally. Rich Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker is 0-4 in the game. With a walk. Becker is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 8, and the Brewers 7. The Brewers will come to bat. Chuck Carr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carr is 2-6 in the game, with two singles. Carr hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Rebule settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 3-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cirillo hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 2-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rebule scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 7. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.